Today, I got a surprise call about a couple hours ago. They said, you know, Jimmy Buffett's show got postponed tonight at Austin 360 Amphitheater.
Chicago. Yeah. Just like it here.
Yeah. So they said, you know, there's a lot of fans been tailgating, I think, since like last Sunday. You know, they've been waiting. It's been 17 years since you played it out there.
So I was wondering, you know, right, Lloyd?
17 years. It was actually at that show, too. September 21st, 1996. South Park Meadows,
yeah.
No longer there anymore.
Now, we've been here some, so.
But you haven't played outdoors in a big thing like that.
No, but you know what? I think some people know we actually have mounted this tour for what, 4 years? That's yes. Mike Utley over there. We got Mac McAnally in here.
Yeah.
We come here to rehearse.
Yeah. well, we got a whole hour to do it then, so that's good. Yeah.
But I mean, when we do the big show, we were here for the last 4 years. We mount our show here.
Oh, basically. Okay.
And because it's quiet, it's nice, and we love Austin. And then we did Austin City Limits last year, but we hadn't done a big show in a long time because there hadn't been really a place to play. So I was very happy when I heard that they had this place. And I was very sad when I got that phone call about noon going, we can't. But this is not the first time stuff like this.
Well, of course not. And when you think of a Jimmy Buffett show and you look outdoors today, I mean, you can't do a Jimmy Buffett.
Let's just talk about that.
I mean, seriously. I mean, this gray skies, it looks like Chicago up here. I feel like I'm about to do a show on the lake.
Well, as a pilot, the wind's blowing 30 and the wind chill factor will be in the 30. Well, the wind's blowing 30 miles an hour and the wind chill factor will be in the 30s.
Yeah.
And that's one thing. Now, we probably have played in that before. It's not comfortable. We could do it. But come on, this is the first time in 17 years.
Yeah.
Tomorrow looked good. And it was, we simply couldn't put the gear up. The wind was blowing so much. Well, we couldn't put the sound up. We couldn't put the lights. Couldn't put anything up.
And, you know, I'm sure you've probably seen some of these YouTube videos where stages just simply collapse in high winds. Yeah. And that's not a good thing.
We've been doing this a while. And I care a lot for my band, my crew, and my fans. And I thought, you know. And I know we've been doing this long enough to know that people might have made plans, but hey, you're in Austin for another day. I mean, everybody, that's kind of like an excuse now.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, hang out another day in Austin.
Believe me, we were ready to go. Nobody was more disappointed than we were because we were, like you said, there's a lot of anticipation in the band and the crew and everybody here because we love this town. And I mean, I wrote Margaritaville here.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
And so we were ready to go. And we've done two shows already, and we're excited about the show. But tomorrow night, much better weather forecast, and we'll be there.
You know, I've heard some DJs that's been in Austin much longer than I have. I've been here 17 years, and some of these guys have been here, you know, since the old Armadillo. Yeah. And they've said, Jimmy wrote Margaritaville here in Austin, didn't you?
True.
I didn't know that.
I started it here, and I finished it in Key West.
Yeah. So what was it that kind of sparked the interest for those first
lyrics?
Well,
there was a beautiful girl, it was hot, and the margaritas were good. What else do you need?
That's
in
a song.
Austin, yeah. And I got on the plane, and I was living in Key West at that time and working more in Texas than anywhere else. Texas kept me alive for a while doing like college coffee houses and things. At that time, I think I was working the Castle Creek.
Wow.
And started it here, and I was driving. I flew to Miami, back to Key West, and down the overseas highway, and there was a traffic jam, and I stopped and wrote the end of it there.
Wow. What a great story.
It kind of worked out.
It kind of did.
Yeah.
Well, I posted on Twitter and Facebook a little while ago, and I had some old friends. I used to live in Myrtle Beach for several years.
Oh,
and
yeah?
They frequent your Margaritaville bar and restaurant
there.
Too. And they're very excited. They're listening online today. So I wanted to talk about how many of those do you have now? What, 12, 15? I know it's a lot of them.
30.
I'm 30?
Count, yeah.
Wow.
It starts with the tough questions, right?
Yeah, I know. It's, ask me about lyrics. I can give you definitive answers, but I can tell you the last one that opened.
Yeah.
That was in Sydney, Australia.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about Sydney a little while later. You probably know I'm going to talk about there.
What happened in Sydney?
But, Well, Jimmy Buffett is here. The happy hour is Margaritaville. They got guitars, which is definitely a bonus for you and I. So what you going to do first for it?
We're going to do a little pencil-thin mustache for it.
Beautiful.
We have... Mr. McAnally, I have to toot his horn because, five-time CMA Musician of the Year.
Look at that.
Ooh, wow.
Look at that. Give it up.
Freak love.
And then we got the infamous Mr. Utley.
Mr. Mike.
I saw you. You kind of got, Lloyd, you kind of got a little in awe because you You've heard of him for many years.
I have.
Was it your drunken roommate in college?
Yeah, it was. I was. I'll tell the story real quick. In 79, I started college. Volcano had came out, I believe, in August, and I started in September. My roommate was a huge Jimmy Buffett fan. I was a Jimmy Buffett guy that liked some of the songs, but wasn't a big fan.
You're probably into, like, Ted Nugent or something.
I was one of those guys.
Immediately, where are you from?
Turned into a fan because every day I'd hear, you know, the song where he goes, Mr. Utley, you know. And there it is.
Here we are.
I know. And, you know, when that came out, he asked for a raise immediately.
Didn't get it. I did. It took a while.
Yeah. But, you know, he's an infamous musician himself.
Well, I'm glad you're here, Mr. Utley. He's glad to finally meet you.
So, it's great to be here.
But he didn't bring it. He plays melodica on stage. That's what I'm really looking forward to these days. So, and that would have been hard to blow tonight in that wind.
The melodica.
But how would you like to have been our trumpet player, Johnny Lovell, in that wind? It's cold here. I mean, I don't think
it's cold.
Yeah. It's just May. What's going on?
But it snowed in Minneapolis yesterday, so we should feel at least a little fortunate.
Well, I mean, when doesn't it snow?
Well, that's true. That's true.
All right.